Airship Radio 247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Beloved, welcome to the Hour One Nuggets. We're ploughing through 1 Peter, the whole of 1 Peter, and now we find ourselves at 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, and the 2nd verse. Now, it needs to be said that verse 1, 2, and 3, they run together, so I'm going to have to keep going back over verse 1 just a little bit to bring context to what's happening in verse 2. In verse 1, halfway through, it says, "For you have suffered physically for Christ, you have finished with sin." In other words, what Peter had been saying since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourself with the same attitude he had and be ready to suffer too. And then it goes on to say, "For if you've suffered physically for Christ, you've finished with sin." Sin has got no more place in your life. In verse 2, Peter says, "You won't spend the rest of your life changing your own desires, but you'll be anxious to do the will of God." You won't be chasing your own desires, but you will be anxious to do the will of God. If you've got your Bible, I want you to underline something. I always like you underlining bits in your Bible. Underline the will of God, because that is what we're going to be talking about on this Hour One Nugget today. The will of God. What is the will of God in your life? What is the will of God in my life? Firstly, the only way you can really find out the God's will for your life is to ask Him. That sounds like a really glib thing to say, doesn't it? David, how am I going to find out God's will for my life? Well, ask Him. I hear you say, well, that's easier said than done. No, it's not. It's dead simple. Nothing could be easier. You just turn heavenward and say to Almighty God, "Father God, what is your will for my life?" You ask Him. Why? Because you're having a relationship with Him. We're not religious here. You don't have to go to a priest or a vicar or a pastor or someone else. You ask Him yourself. A lot of people will go to the pastor of the church they're in and say, "Pastor, can you tell me the will of God's will for my life?" And if the pastor's honest, he's going to say, "I haven't got a clue. I haven't got an idea." How would the pastor know? God doesn't speak only to the pastor. He speaks to you too. And that brings something else up. How does He communicate with you? He communicates with you by and large through His Word, through the Bible. If you're studying the Bible, God is going to be speaking to you through that Word. But if you don't have a relationship with Almighty God, you know, I sound like a broken record. It seems that I keep saying the same things over and over and over again. It's about relationship. It's about having this wonderful, warm relationship with your Heavenly Father. It's like being able to pick up the phone and talk to your own dad. It really is. Now, maybe you didn't have a great relationship with your dad. That does not stop you from having a wonderful relationship with your Heavenly Father. It's quite simple. You just communicate with Him and you talk to Him. A lot of people have said to me, they listen to Worship Radio 247 and use this as their quiet time with Almighty God. I think that's a brilliant idea. I really do. Because God is going to speak to you through the worship when you least expect it. Why? Because you're worshiping. When you worship God in spirit and in truth, when you worship God in that way, you are beginning to get very intimate with the living God, because you are doing that which He's asked you to do. Worship the Lord, your Lord, thy God. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. worship and adore him, praise his holy name. Do you hear what I'm saying? So how can you find out the will of God for your life? I believe it's very simple. I believe you have, one, a relationship with him, two, you worship him, and three, you ask him. You see, Almighty God knows why he made you. He knows why he put you on this planet. He knows the plan he has for your life. Now, you can go another way. You can go out of his will and do what you want to do, and it will never work. You might make lots of money, but you will not be satisfied and you will not be fulfilled. The only way you can be fulfilled and satisfied is if you are doing the will of God, and to find that out, you need to ask him. Well, I have some idea what God wants me to do, I hear you say. Well, that's wonderful if you do. Then get it confirmed. Another thing you can do is to ask someone to pray with you. Ask a friend to pray with you. And just say, look, I just want to pray for a few moments about the will of God for my life. Can you confirm this with me? And allow your friend to pray too. And if your friend has a prophetic gifting, perhaps he may well confirm God's will for your life through a prophetic word. You need to seek God whilst he can be found, the Bible says. You need to seek him whilst he can be found. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you, says Scripture. You see, beloved, it's all about how you feel and what you want. If you want to play at Christianity and pretend you're a Christian, that's great. Carry on. But if you want a real deep relationship with the living God and you are desperate to know God's will for your life, God will know that because he already sees your heart. And if he knows that you are seeking his face, if he knows that you are seeking will for your life, his will for your life, then he is going to tell you. Beloved, I am telling you, he is going to tell you. But are you prepared to do anything that he says? And as the scripture says here, are you prepared to suffer physical pain? Since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourself with the same attitude he had and be ready to suffer too. Is that you? Because if you're ready to suffer too, and you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and you are seeking his face, and you are asking him the will for your life, beloved, I can promise you faithfully that he will tell you. No question. No question in my mind at all on this point. Seek the Lord, beloved, while he can be found. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for your encouragement, Lord. Thank you for showing us who you are and your character. We love you, Lord, and we adore you, and we give you honor and power and glory that is due your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.